It's Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-1 draw with Bala. Andy, it's pretty much 2 years to the day since you joined the club. At that point, we were bottom of the league. Tonight, you finished the league top of the league.
Yeah, and been top of the league and still a little bit disappointed, Nick, that that we didn't put the game to bed in the first half. On reflection of the whole game, it's a fair point. I thought without creating too many chances, they probably dominated the second half, and we created numerous chances in the first half and didn't get the just reward for that play. But if you don't get them goals against Bala, who have been on a great run, they're going to cause you many problems, because they recycle the ball, they put it back into dangerous areas, and I thought Les was very good tonight. He was almost unplayable at times. It's before the game, coming into the game, they've won four in the spin, and you think, it's a tough place to come, always has been. I'd take a point. But when you start the game the way we did, and you completely dominate the game and you cause them all sorts of problems, and you force them to make a tactical change, there's enough there really for us to think that we should get our noses in front and maybe cement the game then. Because when you don't, you leave yourself open to that sort of barrage of balls in the second half. And again, we've looked at things over the last couple of weeks on maybe different systems to try and get more players up the pitch. But for me, Nick, it stands out tonight. You've got to be brave. You've got to be brave on the edge of your box, and you've got to show a bit more quality with your first touch and then your decision making on the first ball you play. And I think that's something that the players have to take ownership of, because there's times there, if we just get the first pass right or just show a little bit more quality, we're out and we're causing them huge problems. But because we're not, and we're making poor decisions, we're just giving the ball straight back to them, and then they're putting it straight back down our throat again. Mm. So disappointed not to take the 3 points, but a reflection of a very, very competitive, good game of football. It's a good point. To take 4 points off Bala in the first phase is pleasing, because over the years, I've had a lot of respect for Bala and the way they do things. I think they're very good at it. It's predictable in what they do, and when they stick to what they're good at, they're very, very effective, and they're very, very hard to break down, and they cause you endless problems. So really pleased, Nick, really pleased. And as you just alluded to, 2 years ago, bottom of the league, and we're now top of the league, and we're still disappointed in that change room, because we know we can be better, and we know we will get better.
While you might be disappointed there, you must be pleased to have continued the unbeaten run over the last couple of weeks as well there tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, Nick. Is it maybe one defeat in maybe 10 games or something, or maybe undefeated in 7 or 8? I'm not sure. But I know we're on, we're structurally very strong, we're very organised, and I think when we just add a little bit more quality, and the players do have the quality, it's not like I need to bring people in, the players have the ability to do it, but they just need to show a little bit more composure. When you're under the cosh, it's the right ball, it's into the right area, it's communication. Because as good as we were in the first half with the ball, we were equally as bad in the second half with our decision making, and when it only takes a bit of communication and one or two passes in a game as open as that, when you have a team like Bally were chasing it, to get yourselves up the pitch, and you can really cause a lot of problems. You can open them up for fun, but you must get the first ball right. It's something that we'll have to address and work on again in training. But for me, it's down to individuals just showing a little bit more, a little bit more courage to make the right decisions. Because, as I said, there was countless opportunities to cause them problems. But as I've said, a point is a fair result, and I'm really pleased with the night's work.
And more Friday night football next weekend as we host Bala, Bangor City. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a great period, and then I think it's TNS, and then we're off to Cardiff Met, so fantastic time, and lots of players fit now, lots of players pushing for positions, and like I said, if you've got a shirt, you've got to keep a hold of it now, and you've got to show quality, you've got to show desire, you've got to show courage, and you've got to show a want to stay in the team, and you will do. Because they have to work hard to get into our team, because I firmly believe in a settled team. I don't like changing things too much, because I think it you know, within a game, sometimes it allows players to switch off when you make too many subs, you know, and we're so structured in what we do. Everybody knows their roles and responsibilities. And so, you know, if you've got that starting share, you must make sure you keep hold of it. And, you know, and I thought the lads over the last month have been exceptional in everything they've done. So really pleased with them. Although there's a few heads down in the change room afterwards because, you know, we were so good there for periods. And, you know, when we get it right and we click, there's a lot more to come.